Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn alongside Corey Marino, the one and only Sultan of Safeties. You know him in your heart as Hunter, but he is the man, the myth, the legend, Fred Dreyer with us. How you doing, Fred?
Very well, folks. Great to be here today. It's a beautiful day today. Great day to do a show.
It certainly is a great day. How you doing, Corey?
Doing well, thank you.
All right, we got people joining us live on Facebook. We're on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203. Saturdays at 3 p.m. on 790 KABC. Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific. You can catch us at The Real Fred Dreyer, FredDreyerShow.com, at Fred_Dreyer, and you can email us at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. There's a lot of things going on, and one of those things is, for all of you watching at home, getting the video board working. Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome.
We don't want to timestamp ourselves, but we are a little bit of in a euphoric state. There's been the Dodgers have been kind of trending downward lately, but
they had a bit of a
fun win recently. Am I correct? How are our feelings on the Dodgers today?
Yes, they just won. It was a day game, so they have to go to Boston and have a nice series with them. But they're playing the Twins, the rubber match for the series, and they walked it off. Freddie walks it off.
We're watching replays here. This could be happening anytime, anywhere. We're always watching Dodgers here. Dodgers, we don't really get too much screen time for the Orioles. We do got some Lakers. We got some Laker news. We've got training camp starting up. Fred, does it ever take you back this time of year when training camps are opening up? Does it take you back to that time of the fresh-cut grass, back to them early drudges of...
Well, it's definitely a great part of your sports life, training camps and teamwork and all of that. Unfortunately, they've cut out all the activity of contact, of two-a-days. It's a new era today, and it's unfortunate, but... you still have people grabbing their ankles and hitting the deck, and you still have them, you know, running out of water and all that stuff. And I'm amazed at the quality of athlete today. And then again, I'm not.
We got that to talk about and a lot more. Stick around to the Fred Dreyer Show.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly understands your health needs? At Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy, we specialize in custom compounded medications for patients of all ages, including pets. From pain management and sports medicine to natural hormone replacement and dermatology, our expert pharmacists create tailored solutions with precision and care. Trusted by major professional sports leagues and the U.S. Olympic Committee, we deliver top-tier medications you can count on. We are your source for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other treatments for COVID and parasite cleanses. Serving patients and physicians across California, we offer mail order service for your convenience. Visit us at 1901 West Cliff Drive, Suite 3 in Newport Beach, or call 949-272-0775, or go to westcliffcompounding.com. West Cliff Compounding Pharmacy. Custom care, trusted solutions. solutions.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-379-9528. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-379-9528. That's 800-379-9528 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-379-9528. 800-379-9528.
To the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton sitting in for Mike Horn alongside Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer. We started talking about training camp because we are at that time. It's late July. Teams are reporting. It's very hot. As you know, as we ended last week, I did mention, Fred, that I tied the knot, so I'm officially married now. For those of you watching, you can see the ring.
What a job well done.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
You brought home the bacon.
that's what our pastor said. He's like, whoa, you hit the jackpot. But it was nice. It was a very sweet day. But my family came out from the East Coast, and ironically, they kept commenting at, man, it's so nice and mild out here. It's like cool. And they're like mired in 90 to 100 degrees.
Where are they from? Where are they?
They're littered across the East Coast from Florida up. My family's mostly in Maryland and Myrtle Beach, where it's like mid-90s and super humid. You walk outside, you're drenched.
Yep.
And that's what they're facing with a lot of training camps. And it was a member of the Miami Dolphins, Byron Matos, I guess. He was airlifted by helicopter. They didn't say why, but I'm assuming it's heat exhaustion. He's like a really big guy, 300-plus pounds, 6'4". Have you ever experienced anything like that, or what are your memories of training camp when it deals with guys going down early, kind of coming in not in shape, and just dealing with that?
Well, my first 3 years was in New York, and we were out in Connecticut at Fairfield College, and 69, 70, and 71, we had huge heat waves, just humid storms. It was really miserable. It's one thing during the daytime, but it's one thing at night when you try to get a good night's sleep and the air conditioner is out.
Yeah.
They ran the air conditioner all day, and then when you need it at nighttime, it doesn't work.
Yeah. There's nothing better than waking up super sweaty.
Yeah.
You got any memories, Corey?
No, I'm not really. I played high school football, but it was just those. I was in Santa Clarita, so there was some in the closer to the desert area. So it got to 110 one time out there, and so we did have to. I think we did stop practice for the heat warning.
110's pretty hot.
Yeah, but then if it's on the turf, like luckily we were on fresh grass.
Yeah, that's
if it was on the turf, it's 120.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And that's if you're in Boise and you have those darker colored fields, is that even affected more or what?
Well, the AstroTurf in the summertime is not to be believed. And those people who are listening to this broadcast who have that experience understand it is brutal. You really have to make sure that you're hydrated, and the best way to do it is certainly with water, but the best way to do it is through diet. You eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, and you stay away from the things that might slow your system down, and you start gagging out there on the field before practice even starts.
Did they give you that kind of stuff on the sidelines? Did they back then? Do you know if they do now? Give you like healthy alternatives, like snacks on the while you're practicing?
Well, there's no snacks per se. There's they have Gatorade and all the other things that you have a tendency to slug down when you can. I remember we were playing. George Allen was the head coach of the Rams in 72, and he said to punish us, he says, "All right, that's it. No more water." And of course, out in L.A. in Fullerton, it can get pretty hot and humid, not like back east or Midwest. But everybody just kind of stared at him, and as if someone let the gate out of the running of the Bulls. This team, the whole team, just stomped right past him. Just almost ran him over to get water, to get water. And of course, the doctor was there, and he said, what's going on? He says, "Well, George won't let us have water." He says, "That dumb SOB." So it was a battle, between George's discipline tactics, his philosophy, and the fact that the reality that, hey, look, you need water no matter how what a jerk you are or how bad you are, you got to have water.
It sounds like a lesson to be learned for any would-be head coaches out there.
And I don't think they do that anymore. I don't think people are, the modern-day man playing sports. I don't think, if there is, someone write us an email to tell us what moron is still punishing players by keeping water from them.
Now, they do the exact opposite. The Denver Broncos lately have been, they put a little chip on or like a pad that reads your levels, and you'll get personalized
glucose levels.
Everything, like sodium levels, glucose, like blood pressure and everything, and you'll get personalized, specialized per you, what you lost in that last training session. They'll give a Gatorade bottle full of things just to...
That's smart.
And
that's high-tech.
You can do that with, like, the Broncos owners are the Walmart people, so, like, you can... They have what the means... And so, that's the crazy difference between the coach not giving you water and these guys are like, "You missed 7% of your sodium. Here's it in your drink."
Yes.
Well, if anybody has any stories, send them to freddreyer@crntalk.com, and we'll get to them. Did you have another thought there, Fred?
Not really. It's you hope that, with the price of tickets and with the ownership being the way it is, sophisticated and worth billions of dollars, it's preposterous to think that entity would keep water from their players. Don't think that's a reality anymore.
Well, it's such an interesting point, though, because just like we see, politicians lie, we see people lie to get what they want all the time. This is like another realm where that happens, and there's definitely the perception that the player's interest is being, thought about first and foremost when it comes to concussions, whether it's giving them water, all these protective measures, even though they're talking about extending the season to 18 games and all these other things that seem to go contrary to that. Can we really believe that they have the player's best interest at heart? When I read this story about the NFL Players Association, Lloyd Howell, who was their most recent executive director and ultimately the president, stepped down as well. His resignation revealed that he was charging union money, over $3,000 for strip club visits. He's got ties. He's working with the Carlisle Group, which, you know, the
well,
Bush family.
Getting have your coach send you off to the strip club is different than not giving you water.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. But, you know, a secret confidentiality agreement with the NFL to hide a collusion arbitration ruling. And what I got most from this, and if you guys have any thoughts on all of this going on with the NFLPA, what I found disturbing about it was that players who have been like the players' leader, like Dominique Foxworth and I forget Matt Schaub, who used to be like the team heads, they weren't even really brought in to speak to player reps when it came to being the executive director, as Lloyd Howell was. And then you have somebody like him using funds and then stepping down. If they wanted the player's best interest taken care of, wouldn't they think to hire like a former player who's actually been there and done that?
Yes and no. You know, with players today having such impact on their respective teams, whether it's baseball, basketball, whatever sport it is, it's not a surprise that at some point in time you have to hold back the line and just say, look, the organization can take care of these problems we have. We don't need to have ex-players to do this. Although, at the same time, why not? I mean, if it spreads goodwill and it gets the job done, people have a reckoning that it should be dealt with.
Well, going into a break, I want to ask you on the other side, like, if you think it's changed, how much input the players do have into what's going on. So on the other side of the break, you listen to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com, Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, 790 KABC, Saturday nights at 6 p.m. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
To the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, alongside Corey Marino, and of course Fred Dreyer himself. Missing Mike Horn, but he should be back soon. Talking about football before we get into baseball a little bit more. We were talking about training camp, players going down, then the NFLPA. I was curious, Fred, because now, like I said, there is that perception that the players' interests are, you know, at the forefront of league ownership. And what was it like? Was there even a players association when you were playing? Like, I don't know if that's something that's been newer. And how much influence do you think they have now as opposed to then? Has it grown?
There was a players association, and the players association was neutered in their ability to help present day players. I mean, we had, you know, the great era of pro football. Was this bold, dreamy-eyed, lying jag that ownership went on, telling the present-day players that they had no business asking to see the books of the owners for negotiation purposes, and at the same time. The Players Association, was all, you know, being honest about it, really drove a real bad campaign to get more money and to get. They wanted things like telephones in your room. This was like in the 60s and 70s. They wanted to make sure that they got to have their say so, and the reality of the fact was they should have been holding out. They should have hired Marvin Miller, who worked the deal with Major League Baseball and the owners, and to get that parity. And of course, truth of the matter was is that the Players Association, NFLPA, drove terrible campaigns. They even went to strike a couple of times during the years that I was playing, and it was maddening that they could miss the boat that poorly, and it wasn't until the TV money started coming in the 90s. They started paying people. And to this point now, I made a joke a long time ago, not too long ago, but I made a point that, ownership is now chasing quarterbacks who are basically unproven commodities. Some are, some aren't. They're chasing them down so they can demand that they take $50 million a year as a salary.
Yeah, who would have ever thought that was...
I couldn't tell you. I really have no idea how this all came to be. But suddenly, the owners try to ignore players for decades to the point of abuse and breaking the law. I mean, they just did it to stick it up our rear ends. And nobody did anything about it. We didn't, you know, today they don't want strikes or they can't muster up a strike because there's too much money. You know, if I'm making $30 million as a defensive end and someone says, we're going to strike. And I said, well, for what? What are we striking for? Well, we got to get our due diligence in the collective bargaining agreement. And we got to get a good business model this time around. And we got to do this and that. I said, I'm making, over the period of my contract, I'm making close to $200 million. What am I doing? I mean, I'll, you know, if you want to take my my pension away from me. Well, you know, that's one thing. But at the same time, you're not going to move many people to give up their contract.
Right. I want to get to Shohei and some Little League baseball and some other things, but I have to go here since we're talking about this and you're talking about money and the amount of money the league makes. There was a lot of hubbub. I know we don't really talk about female women's sports too much, but I don't know if you were aware that this whole big thing happened at the WNBA All-Star Weekend where all the players wore shirts, pay us what you owe us. And there's been a lot of talk about how they're like $50 million in the hole that the WNBA has never had a season in which they've earned, where the owners have made money. And what do you have any thoughts on that? Like where you see something like that sense of entitlement, where it's almost like the owners are kind of force feeding, hoping that it'll catch on, and yet they're just not bringing in any money and they expect to get paid this amount of money when it took men forever to get what they truly did deserve because the leagues were making a fortune.
Women's sports is not as valuable as men's sports, number one. Nobody is going to, throw a bar mitzvah for women who are not being paid what they think is right. If they want to get paid, they have to get together and get a Marvin Miller type of person and hold out and push it, and I'm afraid they'll lose.
Right.
Well, I don't think exactly. What's her name?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark. She's the diamond of the women's movement in professional basketball, but I don't think that's gonna fly anymore. I don't think you're gonna have. Caitlin is a good basketball player, but she's a female basketball player. There's not much value there. In terms of people saying we've got to watch Caitlin on TV tonight, if she shows up on TV, that's fine, but it's not going to be the way it was, if Michael Jordan or if somebody else decided, we're going to press it, we're not going to play games, we're not going to go to training camp this year and blah blah blah. So it just works itself out to be. It's just what it is. The value of women's basketball isn't what people want it to be or hope it would be.
Yeah, it seems like a product of culture. I often talk about like they build up drama. The Angel Reese, the Caitlin Clark, and sometimes I want to watch for that. Just like I loved watching my niece who played college basketball. I loved watching her, but. You know, I kind of have to liken it to, do I want to go and watch minor league baseball or you know, what's the G League in the NBA? It can be fun to watch, but it has to be like story driven almost because you're not seeing the high flying dunks and things like that people really want to be entertained by. And it shouldn't be offensive to say those things, but.
Well, it's not. It's just the reality of it. I mean,
yeah.
Let me ask you, a Caitlin Clark driven All-Star game against, KC, against who won the championship for the NBA.
NBA?
OKC.
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 Oh, yeah.
You think they're beating them?
No.
Okay, so that's not going to happen, and there's just no, there's a limit to everything, and I think women's basketball represents that.
You know, it would be great pay-per-view to have like a state championship, like high school basketball men's team take on like a WNBA team. I think that would be a fun matchup to watch, and then maybe get to like a college team. But anyway, I digress. I know we don't get into that much. It's just the perception of what players feel they're worth versus what they're actually worth can be so different. And I feel like if they were to attempt a walkout or a strike, that would be very interesting because I don't know if that would make much of a ripple.
Well, it's to get attention to see what the barometric pressure is on how important women's basketball is, and it's just not that interesting, nor is it that important. to have a league that is losing money. What, 40 million was it last
year? I had read 50 million.
50 million. Yeah. Well, hell, you know, if you can strike and make people pay you, that's wonderful. But the reality is you're not going to get that much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, all these women that in the WNBA are, like, I would not all, but a lot, like, I'd say 99% of them went to college and had scholarships. So they've actually, like... They yeah. haven't really had to, I mean, up to high school they paid for everything, but they've now been on this course of they're doing what they love.
Right.
For they got a college education out of it. They're getting paid to travel across the mm-hmm. world and do what they love, and
right.
16,000 people might watch them on one night for an All-Star game. And that's the thing, is they're 16,000 was a sellout for their All-Star game.
Right.
And that's 1/5 of what the Dodgers did today during a day game.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. I saw a post today, somebody talking about how ridiculous it was that a manager at Target makes as much as a WNBA player, which is still $80,000. That's still not awful for your average American. Granted, prices going through
the
roof.
Well, hell, I'll go.
All right, $80,000. I'll take it. You can live on that.
Yeah.
Maybe not in California, but anywhere else. But hey, you're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. You find us on 790 KABC Saturday nights at 6. Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on XM Channel 203 and Sirius Channel 217. XM Sirius App 967. Go to FredDreyerShow.com if you missed anything. But for now, we will be right back on the other side of this break. Stick around.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Kohl's friends and family, listen up, because this one's for you. Right now, you can take an extra 20% off during the Friends and Family Sale. Save on summer must-haves for your home. Comfy everyday outfits for your family. Smart favorites for back to school, and so much more. Yep, it's your time to save. Shop Kohl's Friends and Family Sale today. Select styles. Offer ends July 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton alongside Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer himself. We've got a lot of people tuning in on Facebook Live. Give some shout-outs here. We got Diane McLean. Greetings from Portland. Lots of basketball news. She said the WNBA Portland Fire has already sold 11,000 season tickets. So there is some people that are wanting to watch some ladies basketball. We got Portland Fire. That's actually the team, the expansion team, right?
They expanded, what, three more teams?
I'm not sure.
Because I definitely know there was one. There was the Portland, Ohio, and then I think another one. But someone
we'll see how it works then.
Someone got in trouble because they made fun of Ohio. They're like, no one wants to go play in Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're like, I love working class people. I just didn't want, there's nothing to do out there.
Didn't somebody, Johnny Manziel did an interview the other day, and he talked about how he hated playing in Cleveland, so it just drove him to drink or whatever, party even more.
That guy's an alcoholic. I mean,
he had the world given to him on a silver platter, and he just thought he was Jesus himself or something. But all right, Rachel June G. Shelley. Hello, Fred Dreyer, Jeremy Dayton, and Corey Marino. Thanks for getting to our last names as well. How are you guys doing? She says.
Everything's still good. Everything's wonderful. Thanks to you. Thank you.
All right. She was calling in from Birmingham, Alabama, watching on Facebook. We got Elisa. She's over there in Italy as well. Hoping everyone is doing well. Yes, we are. Thank you, Elisa.
Everything's good over here, dear.
Pamela Johnson wants him to remind everybody that there is a Hunter Marathon scheduled this Sunday, July 27th from 12 Central on GET, the GET network. Six fan favorite episodes, including Unfinished Business. You got any memories from that one, Fred?
I got so many memories, they're all tied in knots. I don't even know what the hell I'm looking at half the time when I see the shows.
Apparently that's a really popular show, that Unfinished Business one.
Yeah, that is a good one, actually. I think that might be in our top three or five.
Oh, right on. Well, yeah. We got Nikki Blitzky, greetings from Nebraska. We got greetings from Glendale, California, from Kate, we'll say Dayton now.
Dayton.
And Jenny Wilcox Chase, greetings from Santa Maria, California. We got Bruce High from New Mexico.
Ooh.
And then we got good old Paul Stern. He wants to know, how was it working with Don Bexley?
Don Bexley, well, he was played the character a shoeshine guy along with Sporty James, who was a strange character played by Garrett Morris, who was really great, did a great job on our show. But Don.
He would shine your shoes on Hunter?
Don Bexley, Bexley, I believe.
Yes.
And it was a real, we had some real good people there. The people really contributed and added to the show, and he was one of them.
Paul must be a big fan of good old Don, just trying to reminisce. Well, all right, you know who a lot of people are fans of is Shohei Ohtani. So despite the Dodgers' recent struggles, losing a bunch of games, even when they score seven runs, just kind of on a really poor run, I can relate. I'm an Orioles fan, so we've been doing the same thing all season long. But despite losing all these games in some heartbreaking fashion, today notwithstanding, Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei's good.
He's on a historic 955 games is hitting stats. Babe Ruth had 240 through the same amount of games. Shohei 257. Ken Griffey Jr. had 550 runs batted in. Shohei Ohtani 627. So he's shattering the all-time records through their first 955 games. But what the amazing thing is, he's shattering these hitting stats, but then he's also obliterating the pitching stats through 91 starts. Nolan Ryan had 607 strikeouts through his first 91. Shohei, 618. Clayton Kershaw had a 3.16 ERA. Shohei, 2.97. Great, great piling of stats here, Corey. That is just pretty amazing. You have any thoughts? Have you been able to like sleep better during the Dodgers' losses, knowing that Shohei is putting on a great show?
Well, he gets paid for what he does, and he's still the highest paid guy, which he will be. And I don't know. I watch him, and it's funny. He'll strike out two or three times a game, all on the same pitch.
Yeah.
Down and in.
It's a humbling game.
Down and in. You know.
It is, but it's amazing because, especially with football, there's only 17 games. There's 162 games a season. So it's like even if you go to a loss, you're going there hopefully to enjoy it with your family, friends, whatever. And if you get to see history, you get to see a great player. It's all about the journey, right? Not necessarily winning and losing. So even though you want to ultimately get to the promised land, when you got somebody on a ride like Shohei is, it brings a little bit of joy to it. Yeah. Better when it's a walk-off.
Yeah, that's right. You get to eat $33 hot dogs.
If you're working at Target as a manager making $80,000 a year, you can go to one game,
yeah,
maybe
sure
two a
can.
Year.
Sure you can.
Well, all right, I want to get into this because I like getting into the morality, the ethics of sports, the sportsmanship. You know, Shohei, we love him because he's humble. He's breaking all these records that he does. He's not flashy. He doesn't taunt. He doesn't showboat. A lot of players do and often ends up on highlight reels on ESPN. Well, we know that the children, they love to emulate their favorite stars on the gridiron and on the baseball field. Where there's a 12-year-old Little League player in the New Jersey State Championship, in the semifinals, sixth inning, he hits a go-ahead home run, which ultimately sends his team to the state finals. But after he hit the home run, he flipped his bat, something you see pro players do all the time. But because he flipped the bat, it was considered it broke some sort of high school code, and he's suspended. There's a one-game ban, so they will not let him play in the finals. Mind you, if they win, they go to the Little League World Series.
Well, are you kidding?
No, they like... Because he flipped his bat after a home run, he's suspended for the next game.
See, I'd take that adult or group of adults and ban them from ever watching the games again. you don't need that type of stupidity influencing the kids. You know, let them play. Come on.
Well, exactly. But it's worse when it's so promoted at the highest levels and then we punish the kids for it. Joe Rocco, he added that the umpire cited the celebration as a safety concern and that contrary to what's shown on their pages about bat flipping, he was told that his son had broken league rules. Joe Rocco is the father of this kid, Marco.
And he threw his own kid out?
No, he's fighting this suspension.
Oh, yeah,
so he's writing a letter to the league.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean, yeah, I feel like that just goes to the hypocrisy of what's promoted in culture and even on the biggest stages through pro sports, and then we see something like this happen, and what does that tell kids? What kind of confusing? They see something said in a movie, they say it, and all of a sudden they're castigated for it.
Yeah, well, fortunately, the kid has an idiot parent.
Well, the parent's fighting for him. You saying the parents shouldn't have let him?
The people who are running the show are adults.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, should they be?
It just seems hypocritical. Yeah, they should be doing something else.
Well,
we got,
and it's the duality of the sport, too, because baseball, they want, because Major League Baseball lets them run around and get excited because they want the young kids to start watching. That's what they were losing, the younger base. And now football, they're banning celebrations like the guns and stuff like that because they are already too popular. So they already have the kid demographic. So they know that what they do affects them.
Right.
And so it's just funny the difference. Baseball allows it because they need the young people, but then the young people are getting penalized. And football is like, no, we don't want you shooting. And basketball, we don't want you shooting guns. It's like, interesting.
Yeah. Start. Stop. Run. Stop. No. Go back. But we know one of the biggest showboaters and somebody who just like, I'm glad he hasn't played for the Ravens. And there was some, you know, people who hoped that we would somehow go after him when he said, I'm done here in Miami, talking about Tyreek Hill, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
He basically quit on his team last year. And after the last game, he's taken off his shoulder pads, told reporters, I'm done. Get me out of here. He wanted to leave Miami. And that's not just an indictment on the team, but all of his teammates. And so Tua Tagovailoa, he was talking to reporters today and he said it's going to take not just with me and it's with a lot of guys. I'm not the only one that heard what he said. And a lot of people that follow football, that follow the Dolphins, that follow Tyreek Hill, that are fans of his, everyone saw it. So when you say something like that, you don't just come back and say, hey, my bad. You got to work that relationship up. You got to build back everything again. You got to build that trust up. Have you ever had a player say something that basically cast his team aside, threw him under the bus, and then had to come back with his tail between his legs?
Not that much.
What do you think of this? Like, what if you were on his team, how would you receive him coming back? What would you expect him to say coming back?
Well, he would apologize, certainly, and then go get suited up for practice.
That's cut and dry. That's the way it should be. What if he didn't want to apologize? What if he didn't think?
Well, then, you know, yeah. You got to go along with the rules. You can't be that foolish.
Yeah.
And he'll find a spot in life as an adult by making these types of mistakes and also correcting them.
Yeah, Tua did show some grace in his final comments. He said everybody makes mistakes. It's just some people, they're in a spotlight, and their deals get pushed out more than some others. So just got to cut him some grace.
I did like that Tua didn't give the guard the shield front line like bull that they usually give and say, oh, we'll make him. He said what he thought. He's like, he's going to have to earn it back. And he's like, I didn't like it, and not the team didn't like it, and we'll see what he can do to just go out there and perform, because he also had a bad year, and yeah. I think he was probably not wanting to play and playing less because he thought he was injured and he was having a bad year
just
on and off the field.
Don't give him any water.
Hey, if it worked for you and your team, why not?
Oh yeah, it works great.
let's get into some of these contract signings. T.J. Watt, who I believe you shared a position with, he's one of the bigger names on the defensive end front. He just signed a record contract. He was the 2021 Defensive Player of the Year. We got to face him twice a year as a Ravens fan. He's a pain in the you know what. He just signed a 3-year, $123 million extension with Pittsburgh that makes him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league. For a team that just went all out, bringing in DK Metcalf, whatchamacallit from
Rodgers.
Miami, and Aaron Rodgers, like going all out, that's a lot of money to give to an aging defensive player. I wish you could get in a time machine, right, and get a contract
like
that?
You always think about you know, people are in a position for a reason because they're good and they're in demand. And as long as he remains good and in demand, he'll get his money.
Yeah, and I think he'll deserve it. He had a little bit of a down year, but they all did last year. And the Steelers have shown that it's pretty much now or nothing for the next 2 years. And this year, definitely with Aaron Rodgers being on a 1 year.
$41 million a year, you would hope that he is setting some records to bring back a return on investment worthwhile. We got a few more things to get in here. We got Caleb Williams doing homework. That'll be an interesting thing to watch with him coming over from the Lions and how that's going to play out. That whole, you know, rivalry now is half of his offense should know what to expect.
It changes all the time, though.
Does it?
Yeah.
Think he's going to totally reinvent himself on offense?
Yeah, that's one of the things that Kansas City's is doing is they're making sure that they go through their offense and say, okay, we can make some adjustments, and it's all good because it's based on the talent that they have and the talent that they're anticipating.
Yeah. Well, and you never know who's going to show up and suddenly become a star on the rise on all these rosters that happens every year.
Yeah.
Guys, don't go anywhere. Listen to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn alongside Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer. We just got an email, a private email. They must have been listening. And we got another question from some guy named Mike. He wants to know your take on this, Fred, as Trump has been talking about, you know, there's new stadium talks in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of excitement with Jaden Daniels, a quarterback. But he's saying the name has to go back to the Redskins and not be the Commanders anymore. What are your thoughts on possibly going back and offending some people but making others happy?
Look, these billionaires spend their money any way they want to spend it. And when they go to when they put their money up and their bid for a franchise, I think the skin sold for $6 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
crazy.
They have a right to name their team. And it's not offensive. It is to these people, but who cares about them? Apparently, you know, they're making a lot to do about nothing. And you had a weak owner who gave in. And of course, you know, they changed the name right around the time that they announced that they wanted to sell the team.
Right.
You know, so it's not up to the president, but it's good to know that he's on your side. But for the most part, you know, quit screwing with the names of the teams. It's the Washington Redskins. If I'm buying the Washington Commanders, I'm changing it back to the Redskins because it's good for the brand. That's a business decision these guys have to make, and that's that. Leave them alone.
Yeah, you're never going to make everybody happy, but I know a lot of Hunter fans are going to be happy. I want to make sure I give a shout out to the Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia Convention. That's coming up September 18th to the 20th of this year, our 20th year at the Sheraton Baltimore North Hotel in Towson, Maryland. I grew up 15 minutes from there. 903 Delaney Valley Road.
Well, you're going to need us over there. Bring the beer.
We're trying to once we get back from Thailand. So if you want to go check that out, look it up. Fred Dreyer and Stephanie Kramer will be there at the Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia Convention. If you missed anything, go to freddreyershow.com. You can always go to crntalk.com. Look us up. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com is the email. Catch us on 790 ABC Saturday night, 6 p.m. Fred, final word.
Corey and Jeremy, it's great to have you here. Look forward to it the next time.